The drought this season has taken its toll on farmers growing hay. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is predicting that Wyoming's hay crop this year will be the worst since the Dust Bowl days of the 1930s. Platte County Extension agent Dallas Mount joins us now to talk about that. He says the situation is already very bad.
Folks are reporting that some people are not even cutting their meadows. There's not enough grass out there. They didn't have enough irrigation water to even bother taking anything off their meadows this year. So they'll just save those for a little bit of fall grazing. And it really depends on their irrigation water supplies. If a producer is lucky enough to have groundwater or a groundwater right and they have a center pivot, then maybe they're not very impacted other than having to pay an electrical bill to pump that water. If they are on a surface water right, which is a direct flow right coming off mountain snowpack, then they might be severely impacted depending on which drainage they're in, how the water supplies look. I know some of our producers on smaller drainages perhaps didn't even get any irrigation water at all. Others, probably most typical, would be about 50% to 30% of their normal water flows, which would mean their hay crop would be down about that much. So they'd get about half as much hay or a third as much hay.
So does that mean hay prices are going to be going way up?
Absolutely. And we've seen that in the last couple months. You know, it used to be we would talk about $80 hay a few years ago. Then maybe about 2 years ago, it moved into the $100 hay range. $150 hay would have been a high hay year. This year, we're looking at average hay prices, probably around $230 to $240 a ton. And that's if you can even find it. There's a drastic hay shortage. In fact, I know of no hay producer right now that's advertising hay for sale in our area.
So obviously this affects the people who are growing the hay and also, you know, ranchers who are raising cattle and livestock. What does this hay shortage and of course, the high prices mean for the ranchers?
Well, our ranchers are having a tough year, as you well know, from the drought. A lot of them are having to depopulate their herds or send animals to the sale barn and get rid of them. But though, you know, you don't want to depopulate everything if you've worked your lifetime to create a herd that has the right genetics that you want. So a lot of the producers said, well, I'm just going to tighten my belt here a bit, and when we get to late summer to fall, find some hay to purchase. And so here we are. It's late summer, and they're starting to look for hay to purchase, and that hay is not available. Or if it is available, it's very high priced. So now they're having to come back to the table again and make more decisions that are even tougher. Do they continue to depopulate their herd? Prices are down from where they were, certainly in June, so they're not going to receive as much for their cattle. Or do they, you know, if they can find hay, haul it in? I've heard of hay coming in from northern Montana, Minnesota, up in that area that people are paying freight on, and they might be paying more freight on a ton of hay than they actually paid for the hay. So they're having to make some really difficult decisions. I'd say it's probably hardest on the ranchers is who this is hitting the hardest.
What other options do they have other than, you know, selling off their livestock if there really just isn't enough hay available?
Well, so when we look at drought decisions on the ranch, really there's three options that come to mind, and the first two are buy feed or sell livestock, and the third is what I call sending the cows to camp. So we might send the cows to another state where maybe there's more forage available for a time being. Maybe we're looking at from now till calving season next year, bringing those animals home before they calve, or perhaps they're even looking for a longer-term situation than that. So those are really their three alternatives, and because of the amount of widespread as this drought is, it's really difficult to find pastures in other states, and if you do find it available, again, it's really expensive. So just whatever you're looking at is going to be an expensive proposition, whether you're trying to feed those animals or relocate them.
What resources are available to farmers and ranchers in this situation? Because obviously some of the non-farm businesses are eligible for some federal assistance because many of Wyoming's counties have been declared drought disaster areas. But for the farming businesses, are there resources available to help them out through this?
There are, but they're limited. Most of our counties have been declared a drought disaster area, as you said. And so producers, that allows them some eligibility for a few things. One of those is emergency loans from the Farm Service Agency. Oftentimes, you know, those aren't a great deal because you're still paying interest and you know, you got to pay it back just like anybody else. So that's one that it opens up. A lot of the things are just kind of wait and see, and especially the where Congress is right now, they have not passed another farm bill. The emergency programs that would have helped in past years expired before this year, so there really are not those programs that would typically be in place to help producers out. One of the things that is helping a little bit is the emergency haying and grazing of CRP, and CRP is Conservation Reserve Program land. And this is essentially old crop ground that has been planted back to grass and left fallow. So, but the challenge with that is as dry as it's been, especially around here in the southeastern part of the state, that CRP land grew very little forage this year. So what's out there is typically last year's grass, which is about the quality of straw, and is not near enough to support a lactating animal. So the options that would normally be on the table are not near as plentiful this year, and those that are available, in all honesty, aren't really very attractive. So it has put ranchers in an extremely challenging position.
So this sounds like something that's going to really hit Wyoming hard.
Absolutely. It's going to, and you know, the funny thing about these droughts is typically the impact, the financial impact is not on the year of the drought. Although there will be some impacts this year, most producers are selling off livestock. And when you sell off livestock, what that means is cash revenue. So this year, you know, you might be able to pay all your bills and get things done. But what you sold off was your factory. So next year, if we get grass and the grass grows, well, you're not going to have as many calves to sell. So you're going to have to hold back heifer calves to rebuild that herd. So that means you'll have even fewer calves to sell. And typically, that rebuilding takes about 3 years for a rancher to do. So this year, the cash flow situation might be okay, but it's really going to hit home next year and the year after that, and perhaps the year after that.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Dallas.
You bet.
Dallas Mount is a Platte County Extension agent, and he joins us to talk about the hay shortage this year.